Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Kitty and I were thinking a little bit about, in our youth, Halloween costume fails.
And usually my mom was very, you know, busy. She worked. My dad was not involved in trick-or-treat costume. Right. So I was usually at the last minute a hobo, where you burn the cork and you make your face look grubby, that thing.
Right. Or, I mean, it's a good go-to.
Or a gypsy, which is not politically correct, or a hippie, which I just basically wore my own clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
But one year...
So when? How old do you think you were, roughly?
One year when I was around 9 or 10,
okay,
I was really fascinated with bats, like vampire bats, not the, you know, top pop culture vampires.
No, I got you.
But bats. I thought they were the coolest thing ever. So I wanted to be a bat for Halloween. So I asked my mom, can you make me a costume? And I asked ahead of time where she could. And she was a really great seamstress. So she made me a bat costume. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. She sewed wings to a shirt.
Okay, sounds good so far.
Was bright red. Because she didn't want me to get run over by a car. So I've got a bright red shirt with black wings, and she crocheted me a little hat, and she crocheted little ears on it, you know?
So were you a bloody bat? I mean, what?
I was a bat. I was a red-breasted bat. And so I'm trick-or-treating. I probably look like I was 7. You know, I was always the littlest one in my class. And I just remember, you know, going out trick-or-treating and everybody was saying, oh, look at the cute little mousie. And I was
maybe.
Like, or
a robin?
Or what are you? You know, and as an adult, I look back at that and I think, well, that was actually very smart of my mom.
Right.
And they didn't have, like, I don't think they had, like, Day-Glo duct tape or anything back then.
But at the time, Kitty, come on. You had to be furious.
I was a little bit sad. But then later that costume got, when we did the play, The Curse of the Two Twins in our basement, that got
repurposed.
It got repurposed and my brother wore it and he was a vampire. Oh. So he didn't wear the little crocheted hat.
Oh, but
that,
he would have looked so cute.
How about you? What was your go-to?
The thing is, see, your mom was very crafty that way. I mean, and you said she would make you dresses things.
Oh, yeah, and clothes for my Barbies and all that.
Sutton household, we weren't as crafty, and no diss on my mom at all, but she's got many other strengths. But
swearing like a sailor
crafting,
is one of them.
Crafting is...
not
she gave
one.
Me my sense of humor. Crafting, is not one of them. And... I was going to be a two-headed man. The concept is good.
It's a good idea.
The two-headed man. So the idea was we got a second mask that you normally put over your head, and we stuffed it with newspaper and put it next to my head.
Oh, so one of those rubber Halloween masks?
So I was going to be the two-headed man, and I don't know. We didn't have enough newspaper, so it seemed to be like sagging a lot. So it was like a one-and-a-half-headed man. And then I remember in the little parade at school, every time I'd be somewhere, one of the teachers would be like, put on your mask. I'd be like, no, it's supposed to be next to me. I'm a two-headed man. So that one never got repurposed. But
I mean, E for effort, right?
Right, right. And also E for embarrassment, I think, for both of us, right?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com